From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. The U.S. Justice Department says it has opened a federal hate crimes investigation into Wednesday night's fatal mass shooting at an historic African-American church in the southeastern U.S. city of Charleston, South Carolina, as the search for the gunman continues. Charleston Police Chief Greg Mullen told reporters Thursday that a white male in his early to mid-20s walked into Emmanuel African Methodist Episcopal Church during a weekly prayer meeting and sat with the churchgoers for at least an hour before he then opened fire, killing 9 people. Several others were wounded in the massacre. Mullen said the suspect is believed to be extremely dangerous. 3 men and 6 women were killed in the shooting. Pope Francis called on the world Thursday to combat global warming to prevent environmental ruin to the earth. In a landmark letter, the pontiff supported scientific evidence that climate change is mostly caused by human activity that he said could, this century, lead to an unprecedented destruction of ecosystems. Francis said a massive political and economic transformation is needed to replace, without delay, the world's dependence on highly polluting fossil fuels that lead to climate-changing global warming. He said the world's resources are being plundered because of short-sighted approaches to the economy, commerce, and production. The United Nations Refugee Agency says a record number of people worldwide have been displaced by war, violence, persecution, and the number of people forced to flee their homes is rapidly growing. In a new report issued Thursday, the UNHCR says that at the end of 2014, there were nearly 60 million people forcibly displaced, about 8 million more than the year before, and about 20 million more than a decade ago. This is VOA News. The head of the UN's Commission of Inquiry on Syria said Thursday, Syria is at a bitter and murderous stalemate as countries with the ability to push toward a political solution to the country's 4-year war fuel the fighting rather than work for peace. In an opinion article in The Guardian, Walu Pinheiro highlights the human toll of a conflict that has sent 4 million refugees fleeing their country, pushed another 7.6 million from their homes within Syria, and seen schools and hospitals destroyed by a wide array of competing fighters. Hong Kong's legislature voted down a controversial plan for electoral reform Thursday after months of debate and mass protests over the city's democratic future. Shannon Van Sant reports from Hong Kong.
Legislators in Hong Kong vetoed the proposal for election reform, calling it fake democracy and universal suffrage. Many legislators were not present for the afternoon vote, which happened earlier than expected. 28 legislators voted against the plan, 8 voted in support, and 1 abstained. Moments before, a group of pro-government legislators forfeited their vote by staging a last-minute walkout. Emily Lau, chairperson of Hong Kong's Democratic Party, described what happened inside the legislative chamber.
Well, the whole thing was quite farcical because everybody knew the package would be voted down, but so many of the pro-establishment legislators went out.
China's foreign ministry spokesperson Liu Kang expressed disappointment at the veto. Shannon Van Sant for VOA News, Hong Kong.
And camps of pro-democracy protesters erupted in cheers then after opposition lawmakers united to defeat the bill. The death toll from South Korea's MERS outbreak has risen to 23, according to officials, a day after the United Nations said incompetence had led to the spread of the virus. South Korea's health ministry also said Thursday they have confirmed 3 more cases of the Middle East Respiratory Syndrome, bringing the total number of known infections to 165. Seoul officials insist the disease has peaked and is largely contained to medical facilities. The U.S. $10 bill will feature the portrait of a notable U.S. woman by 2020. The new image will replace that of Alexander Hamilton, the nation's first Treasury Secretary, whose portrait has graced the $10 bill since the late 1920s. The redesigned currency will debut in time for the 100th anniversary of the formal ratification of the constitutional amendment that gave women the right to vote. A woman's portrait has not been printed on U.S. paper money since 1896. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.